a split with Colby in a couple of good games yesterday, and we'll talk about that with a couple of the players here, a couple of seniors first. We'll start off with Brady Welker, and how you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, yesterday got the start on the mound there against Colby and picked up a shutout victory. How did you feel like your pitching was in that game?
Yes, everything felt good. With the start of the fastball all the way to through my off-speed curveball slider, threw one changeup, first changeup I'd thrown all game, ended up being a ball. But, I mean, everything felt really good. Command was good. Didn't feel like I was all over the place too much. And whenever I ended up walking a couple kids, I dialed it back in and got us out of there.
You know, when you get a shutout, you put yourself in a good spot to win, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. But, So are you going to throw that change up a little bit more, you think?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm hoping I can start working on it a little bit more throughout practice and bullpens, and hopefully I can start throwing it a little bit more.
And you kind of had a little bit of a different role this year, and how have you been able to kind of embrace that role?
I've been able to embrace it pretty well. I mean, just going out game one, being able to throw it on that mound and start off strong. Spearville went really well. Holcomb's game, that game one, went good, even though we ended up taking the loss. It was good outing and good overall. We just couldn't come back. And then the game yesterday, game one, felt really well, just being able to go out there, command my pitches. And then just being able, when I'm not pitching, being out there at shortstops felt really well, and I've got comfortable being there.
Has it been weird for you not to be behind the plate catching this year?
Yeah, it's been a little weird not being able to whenever going out to pitch at that first game and then throwing on the gear next, but I like it a little bit, but I like catching, but yeah. Being at that shortstop position is fun too.
Well, the nice thing about being shortstop, you don't have to take your gear off, put it all back on. Just a timely process.
Yes, correct. I'm not as sweaty, but I'm still pretty sweaty.
All right. What would you like to see, not only from yourself, but from the rest of the team as you push forward here through the final 12 games of this regular season?
For this next game, I just want us to go out there that first game against Cimarron, go beat them, and then that second game against them, go get a sweep. We need a league sweep pretty bad here. Get us up there in the standings in league and just go get us two more so we can be above 500.
All right, excellent. Once again, it is Senior Brady Welker joining us here. Thanks, as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Senior Brady Welker joining us here, and we have our second Batterton of the night. We get Carson here. So, yeah, we had Reed to start off the show, and now we get you. How are you doing this evening?
Good, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, how's the senior year been for you?
It's been good so far. I've enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
All right, good. And what's been kind of the main positions you've been playing?
This year I've played more of third, which is a new position for me, kind of. I haven't played third really at all since freshman year. I've been at first, but I like third a lot.
All right. So you get all the stuff that's the hot shots down the line, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. How have you been kind of be able to read those and make those plays? Because those can be pretty challenging at times.
Yeah, it's called the hot corner for a reason. But, yeah, sometimes they come in pretty hot. But when I have a good shortstop Brady next to me, he can usually guide me around, tell me where runners are, if I need to go to first or second throw.
For maybe depth perception and whatnot, what's been probably the adjustment that you've had to make the most at being at third base from being over at first for the last couple of years?
Well, you're looking differently into the sun when on those late games on every field, so that's been difficult. Third base, sun's always in your face, where first is not. And just everything's backwards. And you have to third is a lot more work, I think, yeah.
All right. Well, what are you looking to see maybe from yourself as you move forward here? Hard to believe you're about halfway through the season.
We are. My goal is to hit the ball a little more, get on base, get my on-base percentage a little bit up, because where I'm at in the lineup, that would be good to have get on base.
I know you had a pretty big game against Lake, and I think it was game one or game two, one of those two, but that really gets you some more confidence with the bat?
Yes, sir. I was struggling before, but then I think I might have gotten out of that slump in that game, Lake.
Every good player has those, even in the majors. But it's good to see you getting going here and improving throughout the season. Carson, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck through the rest of this year.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Carson Batterton joining us here as we get Coach David Dirks here on the headset. Yesterday, Coach, splitting your doubleheader, you got a shutout victory, first shutout win of the year, and 3-0 over Colby, and then it was a back and forth affair in game two, ended up dropping in on a walk-off 7-6. But looking back at yesterday, how did you feel like your team really played overall?
I thought we played really well. I was I was pretty proud of the way we played. You know, we didn't have, you know, the mental mistakes. You know, we had a few physical errors, but nothing mental out there. We were, again, in the right spots to make plays. Our defense is continuing to get better and better. We fielded the ball quite a bit. We had a busy day on ground balls, fly balls, and everywhere on defense. And but I was really happy, you know, with the game one with the shutout. We played a really clean game. We did just enough offensively. And then we kind of improved offensively in game two, which was good to see too. We do need to score a few more runs early in our doubleheaders. That's kind of been a little bit of a theme for us here in some of our doubleheaders. So we need to get off to a quick start. Game two, we did a better job hitting the ball, getting more guys on base, and really put a little bit more pressure on Colby. And you know, one inning kind of went their way, but what I was really proud of our guys, and I've told them, you know, by the end of the year it's going to be an expectation and not just a goal that we can always come back, and we did exactly that right after, you know, kind of we let them back in the game and they took the lead, and we got right back on them and matched them up, and tied them up. And you know, if we were the home team yesterday, I feel a little bit better about the outcome, and they did a nice job in the bottom of the seventh there. And you know, we gave it everything right down to the last pitch too. So I was really proud of the way we played, and it was two good baseball games and really good weather.
I feel like that might be kind of the whole play with the league this year. Everybody's pretty even, it feels like.
Yeah, there's it's been some good baseball games. excuse me, looking at a few scores around the league and stuff like that, and there's some good baseball players out there, and kids doing it the right way.
And yeah, and there's a lot to learn from there. But you know, finally, but you get a little bit of a time off here now after yesterday, and is it kind of nice that you're eight games into the season and you kind of get that week off here before your next outing?
It can be. We still got to work hard, you know, and stay focused and stay tuned. But it does give us an opportunity to work on some smaller details of the game. And today was kind of one of those days where we're still, you know, every day, you know, preparing as if we're going to play, but then we can kind of slow a few things down and talk a few things out, work on some small parts of the game offensively and defensively. And that's kind of when we've got three practices in a row, we can, it's not just what do we need to get done for the game tomorrow or what do we need to get done for, you know, the next day. It's kind of, we can have a 3-day plan of, collectively, we want to get these items accomplished over the next 3 days, and then, you know, Monday will kind of be back to that. You know, we got to get absolutely ready to play. It is nice as long as, you know, we stay focused and keep working hard.
All right. Yep. Simmer on next Tuesday already, and I think you have to really like kind of where you're hitting and where your pitching is kind of progressing here at this time of the year.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. We're playing good baseball. And we're in the right spot, and I think that's something. I'm just really proud of the way our kids play. I don't see them ever giving up. I think we're going to be in every baseball game and always have, you know, if we give away a couple runs here and there, just knowing that we can always get them back. And you know, we kind of finish out the season. We were talking about at the end of practice today. You know, we go on the road Tuesday and then we're home. And we're home.
That's wild.
And, yeah. So, you know, that's a good feeling to have. We know where we're going to play. We know we're going to have the last at bat. You know, if we can stay seated on the top side of the 4A West side, we also know we'll be playing as a home team in that first game. So, you know, for the first season after Cimarron, you know, we will have that last at bat, and we're going to use every bit of it.
All right, awesome. Once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here, Scott City at 4-4 on the year, and get a week off before they head to Cimarron on Tuesday next week. As always, Coach, appreciate the time here, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
All right, thank you.